A very happy and blessed Easter we wish to all those here in the church, all those watching in the live stream, all those downstairs in the overflow in Vincentian Hall. This is a day of great joy. Hardly seemed possible on Good Friday when the apostles' hopes and dreams of a Messiah were dashed with Jesus' death on the cross. And then they hid in fear, thinking that those that killed Jesus were coming for them next. But as we know from our own human experience, it's darkest just before the dawn. And then the stone was rolled away, and Jesus' greatest miracle occurred even after his death. It calls to mind how it all began when the Word became flesh at the Annunciation that we celebrated this year on March the 25th, when Mary was told at the young age of 14 by the angel Gabriel that she'd be the mother of the Son of God. All she said is, "How can this be?" And Gabriel's answer is very instructive for us this Easter morning. Nothing is impossible for God. All of us have our crosses to bear. All of us have our struggles. This world is full of them. Drives us to tears and to so much stress and anxiety. But no matter how many crosses we're bearing, no matter how much weight we're carrying, no matter how much suffering we see, no matter how crushed this world may be, nothing is impossible for God. The stone is rolled away. A light shines in the darkness, and it is a light for all peoples. And that's why we here at Queen of the Miraculous Medal this morning join with all the churches across our diocese, our state, our country, this continent, and all the world in praising God for sending his Son to seek and to save the lost. That good shepherd who fed his lambs, laid down his life for his sheep, and now gathers the flock together and shows us our destiny. His story does not end in death, neither will ours. And once we have been free to the fear of death, there is nothing else to be afraid of, whether it be snakes or spiders or what other people are saying about us. Nothing is impossible for God. God is always greater. God is greater than our weakness. He's greater than our sinfulness. He's greater than our faults and our failings. He's greater even than death. And so, my friends, that is a source of strength for all of us. That if we, like Jesus, can carry our crosses to Calvary, then we, like Jesus, on this Easter morning, shall be with him forever in victory. On Easter, Christians everywhere are invited to renounce sin and to be renewed in the vows of our own baptism. And we're going to do that now before the sprinkling rite. I invite you, please, to stand.